Well, now I would like to invite the kids to come forward. We're doing something a little bit different and special this morning for the kids. Come on up, you guys. And in fact, we are going to do, I don't know if we've ever done this before. Come on, have a seat on the steps, okay? Where I can see you. Come a little bit over here. Come down here. That's it. That's it. Come all around me. That's it. Very, very good. Okay. Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
You're doing good? It's great to see you this morning. Did you know that today is a special day?
Yeah.
You did? Did you hear what some of the things that we've been talking about, some of the special things that we've been learning about this morning? About how it's the 80th anniversary of Bethesda Church? Yeah? It's pretty amazing. And it's also a special day because today we're going to be studying a brand new book of the Bible. So that's why I kind of wanted to do something a little bit different today. And the book of the Bible that we're going to be studying is called the Book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the good news about Jesus. Now, one of the other special things that we're going to do today is that there is going to be a present for you guys if you're really listening carefully and attentive, and we'll kind of show you as we go through what there will be waiting for you at the end. And if you're really, really good, you'll get it at the end, and there may even be a sweet treat at the end. But if you start getting a little too fidgety, you might have to go back with your parents. So we've got to make sure that you stay nice and attentive, okay? All right. So Luke, Gospel of Love. The very beginning of the book of Luke starts this way. Luke writes kind of what sounds like kind of a complicated sentence. He says, "Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us." What does that mean? That sounds like a whole bunch of just words that I don't understand, right? Well, we're gonna translate it in a kid's version for you, okay? You can look up on the, if you can read, maybe this will help you. It says, many, that's like lots of people, have worked really hard to write down the story of the things that have been fulfilled among us. Now, Luke uses a funny word, that word fulfilled. That's a word that most of us don't really use or even understand very much. So, can you hear me still? Yeah. So usually, if you're writing a story, you would think that happened, right? But he says the things that were fulfilled among us. So we're going to talk a lot about what this word fulfilled means. Now, we've read the verse. The next thing we do usually when we have a sermon is that we pray to God to help us to understand what the Bible says. So let's pray, and then we'll get into what we're going to learn about from the Gospel of Luke. Dear Jesus, thank you that you've called us together, and you've called us together for 80 years. Lord, you know that I'm feeling a little nervous, maybe even a little scared, and I pray that you would help me as I preach this morning in a different way than I normally do. I pray that you would help the kids not to be too wiggly. I pray that you would help them have nice open ears. And I pray also that for the adults as well, especially the wiggly part. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. So there are three things that I want you guys to remember about the word fulfill or fulfillment, this kind of weird word. So the first word that I want you to remember is the word shape. Can you say the word shape? Shape. How about you guys? Can you say the word shape? Shape. Shape. The next word that we're going to think about is fill. That's kind of in the word fulfillment, right? Let's say it. Fill. And then the third word we need to remember is the word carry. Can you say that? Carry. So what are the three words? Shape, fill, and carry. One more time. Shape, fill, and carry. Good. Okay. And these are all parts of the big, huge, long sentence that I wrote that we're going to be talking about in lots of different ways, so you don't have to understand it all right away. But it goes like this. God poured out his love. And why did he do that? To shape the whole universe and Bethesda Church. Where's Bethesda Church? Right here, exactly. God poured out his love to shape the whole universe and Bethesda Church so that he might fill it and carry it through just the way he planned. God poured out his love to shape the whole universe. That's all of time and space and Bethesda Church in among it. Thank you. So that he might fill it and carry it through just the way he planned. All right. So now you probably noticed that I have something unusual up here, right? What is that? Yeah, it's a backpack, exactly. And what is a backpack for?
Carrying stuff.
Carrying stuff? What else? What do we do with it?
Bring it to school.
You bring it to school, but would you bring it to school if it was completely empty?
No.
That would kind of be without, like, against the... Yeah, you might bring a lunch bag. But what do you do with a backpack? But before you carry it, you fill it. That's our word, right? You fill it. You fill the backpack. Does this backpack look full or empty? It's full of all kinds of fun surprises this morning. So you fill a backpack. That's one of our words, right? What were our words? Shape, fill, and carry. Oh, backpack gets that one as well, right? But so like I said, if you had an empty backpack, is it doing its job even if you carry it around? Not really. It's for filling things, right? If it's not full of stuff, if it doesn't even have one little thing in it, then it's not really doing what it was made to do, right? So we're going to start to build your present now. So each of you is going to go home, not with a backpack, but with a bag. And what are we going to do with this bag, do you think?
Put things in
it, exactly. We are going to fill the bag. All right, so the thing to remember about this is that God poured out his love to shape the whole universe is kind of like a bag or a backpack so that he might fill it with stuff that he thinks is important. Make sense? Right, okay, good. So then the next thing, what's special about this kind of bag? Is that a bag?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a bag, but
it's
a hand, but I think it has like this kind of a bag. Like you could put stuff in it, couldn't you? Like you could put marbles in it or something, but that would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? Yeah, exactly. It's what we usually call a glove. But what's weird about, if we think about it as a bag, it's a very specific, a very special, very strange kind of bag because, and why is that? Because it's made with a specific shape, right? You couldn't put very much in it that if you didn't want to use it as a glove. So that what's special about this bag is the shape of the glove, right? The shape of the bag, that's what makes it. So just like God made the whole universe to fill it with things, he made the universe with a special shape. And the shape of the universe, the shape of history, the shape of our church teaches us a little bit about what God's plans are. So God poured out his love to shape the whole universe and Bethesda Church just the way that he planned. So if I tried to put this glove on my head, would it be the way that the shape of the glove, it wouldn't really fit, right? Or even if I put marbles or like rocks or something in, that's not really what a glove is for, right? So the shape of the glove tells me a little bit about what it's for. All right, so this is the next thing we're going to put in our little loot bag for the little gloves for everybody. We'll drop them into the bag. All right, what's the next thing that we're going to find, do you think? Let's see. Where else can we find stuff in this bag? I think I'm going to try it down here. Bet you didn't expect there would be something I could take out there, right? And what's this? Yeah, exactly. This is...
Bible.
This is it kind of looks a little bit like a Bible, right? But now what kind of stuff goes in here? What do you fill a book with? Exactly. But this book has no words in it right now. But yes, you fill. You could draw in it as well. You could write music in it or all kinds of stuff. So you put in different kinds of languages, different kinds of communication, different kinds of information. Oh, you saw.
Lunch?
You could put lunch in your book? Oh, my goodness. That would be kind of might wreck the book. Look, there's some writing in here. You know what the writing says? Maybe Olivia can read it.
Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been
right. That's the verse that we're studying today, right? So I started to fill up this book with words and in a specific place. And whose words are they? Who wrote those? God's words, exactly. So God's plan, we talked about God's plan, right? And about the shape of the universe, kind of telling us a little bit about God's plan. But God has taught us all about His plans and told us what His plans are. Where? In the Bible. God has given us so many words to teach us all about His plan. So God poured out His love just the way He always planned to. So we have a book, and what do you think? Should we put this? A notebook, exactly. So it's all empty. It's ready to be fulfilled with your writings. Should we put it in? All right. Okay. So that, let's see, we've got a bag, and the bag we can fill, and God uses the universe as kind of like something that God fills. We have gloves that teach us about shapes. We have a book that teaches us about God's plans. Oh, I know. Let's look in here and see what's here. Okay, let's see. I think I got to remember if I'm doing this in the right order. Yes. There you go. What is this?
A football.
A football, exactly. Now, there's something a little funny about this football, isn't it? It's flat, exactly, right. So is a flat football very good to anybody?
Yeah.
Not really. You can't. So what would you fill this football with?
Air.
Not juice?
No,
not milk?
Drink of it.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. So yes, exactly, you fill it with air. And do you know what Luke tells us about when the Holy Spirit came? It was like a rushing wind. And the Holy Spirit then is carrying God's people along. And what do you do with the football if it's filled? You play with it. And if you're in the game, what do?
Kick it.
You kick it and?
Throw it.
You throw it. And all of that is carrying it, right?
Toss it.
Yeah. And look, it says you carry it to where? The goal, the end zone, exactly. And then you get to the end zone, you get a?
Goal.
Touchdown, right? Yeah, so you carry it to the goal. God fills those who trust in Him with His Spirit, and He carries them to the goal. So, now, I'm not giving everybody a football, but, and I want to thank Dr. Neil for his generous contribution to today's object lesson. How about this? A balloon. Do you fill that with air as well? And would you carry that and maybe bat it around? So we'll put that in there too. Okay, good. So, God poured out His love to shape and to fill and to carry His love through His Holy Spirit to us. All right. Now, the next one is kind of unusual. I wonder what it's going to be. Oh, there it is. Anybody ever seen one of these?
I have one of those in my home.
You do? Does anybody know what it's called? This is called a Matryoshka doll.
It has more and more and more.
And there's more and more and more in it, exactly. Oh, do you want to open? Oops, this one is supposed to be shut. Do you want to take that one off? Hey, so you have all these different dolls that you put inside each other, right? Yeah. And you can put it all back together again?
Yep.
Yep. You want to put that back together for me? Thank you. So we talked about how God sends his Spirit and fills us with his Spirit when we trust in Jesus, right? What does God's Spirit fill us with? With all these people in this doll, right? God's Spirit fills us with love for each other. And he makes it so we want to get together and serve him together and worship him together. Now, I don't have a bunch of matryoshka dolls. Thank you. But what I do have is a paper craft that you can do, and it'll look like this. Yeah, exactly. The one that's on the screens. And you can decorate it however you like. And so we're going, and so that you're going to get that, as well as a link to see how you can do that.
Everybody gets one of them?
Yep, everybody gets. I hope I have enough for everybody. There's lots of people here. We'll make sure that everybody gets all the things. So God poured out his love to shape the church. That's what the church is. A bunch of people gathered together who are filled with his Spirit, who love each other, so that he can fill the church and carry the church through. Which church? Well, we'll see in just a second. The next thing I can't fit into my bag, I'm afraid. To see it, you have to look all around you. What do you see all around you?
The church.
The church, exactly. I probably couldn't fit that in the bag, right?
No, it's way too big.
It's way too big and the bag's tiny, exactly. So what goes in a church?
People.
Exactly, people. And this is this picture that we have on our bulletin today, if I can find it. Look at all these people. They filled that building that we used to go meet in, and now we fill this building that we go to as well. What goes in the building? People who sing their praises and who pray to God.
The people say to God,
yeah,
they love you.
That's right, exactly. We say, tell God how much we love him. Now, I don't have a craft or anything to put in a loot bag for that, but I do have something to teach you about the church a little bit. Did you guys ever do this before? Here is the church. Can you make that shape?
No, when people.
Can you make this shape like this? Can you fold your fingers together like this? You say, here is the church. Here is the steeple. Yeah, and the steeple, that's like a big, tall, pointy tower on a lot of churches. We don't have one on Bethesda Church. There's the church. Here's the steeple. And you open the doors and see all the people. Exactly. So inside our church building is people. And that's something you can use to remember what fills the church. All right. Oh, where's my clicker? There it is. So, God poured out his love to shape which church? This church, this very church, 80 years ago, to shape Bethesda Church, and all the time since then, he poured out his love to shape Bethesda Church so that he might fill Bethesda Church and carry Bethesda Church through just the way that he planned. Do you think that God knew about Bethesda Church 1,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Do you think he knew about Bethesda Church 2,000 years
yeah.
ago? Do you think that Jesus knew about Bethesda Church?
Yeah.
He did, that's right. Do you think that Jesus knew about Bethesda Church before even the earth was made?
Oh, yeah.
He did, absolutely. And he had every single one of you in his mind before even the whole universe was made. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing, too. God.
Jesus had a baby.
Jesus didn't have a baby, but that's another story. God poured out his love. So let's look at this whole big truth. God poured out his love, what's the first word? To shape the whole universe and Bethesda Church so that he might fill it and carry it through just the way that he planned. All right, so you guys are going to get one of these things. What is it like? Now, we know a little bit about what the word fulfill means. It means that we have, it has to do with filling and with God's shape for us and for carrying it through. And something that Luke is teaching us about how in his story, lots of things were fulfilled in the story he's going to tell. And we are talking about, lastly, what is it like fulfill God's plan? It is sweet. To fulfill God's plan is sweet. That's right. God loves people. You guys did really, really well, but we're going to pray, and then you guys are going to get your loot bags, and you're going to go back to sit with, and your cookie, and you can go back and sit with your parents for just a couple more minutes. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for these kids. We thank you that you have entrusted them to us. Oh God, we know that these are the kids who will bring Bethesda into the next 80 years. We know that some of the adults who are sitting here were once little kids like this, sitting maybe up on this very stage when they were kids. Lord God, I pray that you would give these children a vision for what you are going to do through this church over the next 80 years as we pass the torch to them. Lord, help us to be faithful. Help us to continue to talk, as Neil said, to make a priority of talking about your word, your scriptures, and also to worship the Logos, Jesus, the living word. Lord God, I pray now that you would bless all the boys here to be like Joseph and his sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. That you would bless all these little girls here to be like Sarah and Rachel and Rebecca and Leah. That is, Lord, that they would be faithful, that they would look ahead and see that you are in charge no matter what the world looks like. Bless them now, Lord, and have grace and mercy upon us as a church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.